Daily News, dear remote. A U.S. judge in Washington said he plans to decide later on Sunday whether to block a Trump administration order banning Apple Inc. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google from offering TikTok for download. TikTok is that Chinese-owned video sharing app. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said after a 90-minute Sunday morning hearing that he plans to issue a public order before the end of the day. A lawyer for TikTok argued during the hearing the ban was unprecedented and irrational. Jordan's King Abdullah dissolved parliament on Sunday, officials said, which under constitutional rules means the government must resign within a week, paving the way for elections this fall. In July, Jordan's Electoral Commission set November 10th as the date for parliamentary elections after the monarch called for countrywide polls to be held at the end of the parliament's four-year term. Police in Belarus have detained at least 53 people so far across the country on Sunday amid protests against the outcome of last month's presidential election. This, according to a list published by a rights group. The arrest came as tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the capital Minsk for the seventh straight weekend, calling on veteran President Alexander Lukashenko to step down. And U.S. President Donald Trump demanded Sunday that his Democratic rival Joe Biden take a drug test either before or after the pair's first debate on Tuesday in his latest attack on his opponent's mental acuity. The president tweeted, "I will be strongly demanding a drug test of sleepy Joe Biden prior to or after the debate on Tuesday night," end quote, or tweet. The president also tweeted that he thinks Biden's performances have been uneven, which he attributed to drugs. Mr. Trump tweeted he'd offer to take a drug test, too. Tuesday is the first of three presidential debates between the two candidates in the lead up to the election. This is VOA News. Former Foreign Minister Mokhtar Ouane was named as Mali's interim prime minister, state television said on Sunday. This move will likely trigger the lifting of sanctions imposed by the West Africa regional bloc in the aftermath of the country's military coup last month. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday accused Lebanon's leaders of betraying their promises over the failure to form a government in the wake of the giant blast at the Beirut port in August. At a rare news conference devoted to Lebanon, Macron said the political elite were deciding to betray their obligations and had committed collective treason by failing to form a government. Lebanon's premier designate, Mustafa Adib, stepped down on Saturday, saying he had been unable to form a reform-minded government. The European Union called Sunday for a halt to fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani separatists over the Nagorno-Karabakh region and an immediate return to negotiations. The worst clashes since 2016 broke out on Sunday between arch-foes Azerbaijan and Armenia, which have been locked for decades in a territorial dispute over the Armenia-backed breakaway region. A major conflict between the two countries could draw in top regional players Russia and Turkey. Putin has already called for a de-escalation, and so has Iran. The conflict over the enclave has been fueling regional tensions for 30 years. Ethnic Armenian separatists seized the region from Baku in a 1990s war that claimed 30,000 lives. Since then, the Azerbaijanis have sought to regain control of it. And Swiss voters appear to have accepted the introduction of paid paternity leave for the first time, allowing new fathers to take 2 weeks off after the birth of their child. This is what early projections showed on Sunday voting. A full 61% of Swiss voters were seen voting in favor of a two-week paternity leave in this wealthy Alpine country, long considered quite traditional in terms of family models and gender roles. And the solemn Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, which annually sees Israeli life grind to a halt, is taking place in a nation already under a sweeping coronavirus lockdown. Every year, businesses shut down, roads empty out, and even radio and TV stations go silent as the faithful hold intensive prayers of atonement on the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. But this year, all non-essential businesses have already been forced to close, and Israelis must stay within 1,000 meters of their homes throughout the high holidays, which began last week. Yom Kippur begins at sundown on Sunday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.